Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, I tell you, I always count it an honor and a privilege to come before you and just give you a few words what God laid on my heart. And that's basically what I was going to talk about. If you will, I want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 5, and we'll just keep going until the Lord tells us to stop. I wanted to read the whole chapter, but we'll just go how far He tells us to go. So we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 5. Let me know when you're there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 5. It says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Well, I'll tell you, that's good right there. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Now, if we're going to go ahead and jump down to verse 15. It says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." It says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look at not things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Let's pray. Father God, we come once again, Lord, just thank you for a brief reading of your word. And Lord God, how powerful is your word. Lord God, you have given us encouraging words today, Lord God, to know that we may be down in a situation and it may not look good, but Lord God, you tell us everything works for our good and your glory. So Lord God, we ask that you bless today. Encourage as only you know how. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And as Bobby sung that song, Jesus is always standing by. You know, in our lives, we're going to face many things, many challenges, many ups and downs in our lives. You know, someone says that when a baby is born, we should mourn. Think about that. Because we know all the stuff that that baby is going to go through. They're going to get sick, they're going to get hurt, they're going to get frustrated, and then a whole bunch of things are going to happen. So we should mourn. But they tell us that when someone dies, we should rejoice. Why is that? They're leaving the world of sin. They won't have to be in pain no more. They won't have to suffer disappointment. And most of all, if they're saved, they're going to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So when we look at death, we think it's a tragedy. But as we see here, Paul looked at it as an experience that we all must go through. But the question is, what happens after death? You know, I'll share something with you real quick here. A few weeks ago, I lost my oldest sister.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.